Welcome to All Together Now. This is Eleanor Lacaine. Many people are starting and running their own businesses these days. Some are laid off due to changes in the economy, like the thousands of workers leaving department stores as shoppers buy online. Some people are turned off by companies which don't reflect their values. As people become entrepreneurs, they need help finding clients who will benefit from their product or service. They don't want to be part of the old economy, but aren't quite sure how to move into the new economy. They want to earn a living by sharing what they know in ways aligned with their values. My two guests today are guides for people who want to create a successful company from a solid ethical base. They are leaders in the emerging field of conscious marketing. Leanne Fortunato-Helsel and Gina Mazza are the principals in a company called Creative One Marketing. They help others tap their innate creativity and create a company aligned with their deeper self. Our guests have developed a process that helps people find branding and marketing that reflects their authentic self. Both of them were successful in traditional marketing, but felt a deeper calling. Leanne Fortunato-Helsel brings more than 30 years of marketing and advertising experience, including winning prominent art direction awards in both national ad agencies and her own marketing company. Working alongside clients like 3M and Revlon, she mastered the promotion process while understanding the challenges companies face in today's ever-changing market landscape. Leanne serves as a creative guide through all aspects of visual presentation and promotion, including marketing plans, web design, collateral, brand building, social and multimedia, collateral design, and community outreach campaigns. By tapping into pure potential, she sees a project's highest and best result, regardless of the industry. Gina Mazza is a word alchemist who advocates living with full frontal consciousness. She has 30 years' experience in business marketing, journalism, book publishing and editing, PR and media relations, and corporate branding and communications. Gina's focus is human potential and consciousness transformation. She is the author of 3 books on personal growth, including Everything Matters, Nothing Matters. Gina plays in the field of higher consciousness, drawing on consciousness to tap deep wells of creativity. Together, they help clients liberate their full potential and express it through their companies and marketing. Gina Mazza and Leanne Fortunato-Helsel, welcome to All Together Now.
Thank you so much, Eleanor.
I'm so happy that you're both here today. You're doing such creative, innovative, cutting-edge work. I'm happy to share it with our listeners. I want
to
start
here.
Just say in your own words, what your company does. Like, what's the purpose of your company?
Sure. Leanne, you want to take a stab at that? Hello, Gina, are you there?
Yeah, she's asking you, Leanne, if you want to take the first shot.
Oh, okay, I'm not hearing her, so sure. So what we do in a nutshell, and I'll just say that we've been told this by many of our clients and contemporaries around us, that we really are creating a new paradigm of marketing, and that what we're evolving into won't even really be called marketing, because we are doing it in such a different way, in which we are finding that the higher value at this point is to tap into the actual essence of the company, person or brand, organization, what have you, and tap into their essence, communicate their essence to the world, and go the opposite way of traditional marketing, which is, finding the fear-based element that's going to help people gravitate to their company or services. You know, that's the old way of marketing, right? The fear of not being valued or not being cool or whatever it is, you know, that the fear typically is geared towards, to being in more of an empowered state of being. And that's how we're changing as a society. Due to social media, everyone's just completely seeing through those old mechanisms of marketing.
Well said. That's very exciting. And so much of what we do see still, you know, the old marketing's out there. You know, you're not cool unless you smoke these cigarettes, which, by the way, are going to kill you. But meanwhile, we make millions of dollars off of you. So you don't want that whole fear of being cool. You want to be... It's actually, I see your marketing work that you do as a way of people understanding who they really are at their deepest core, and then how that can be expressed through whatever product or service that they're offering to their clients. So it's almost like it's the avenue for helping people have businesses be a bigger expression of themselves in the world. Would you think that's a fair way to say it?
Absolutely. It's all about being authentic.
Yes. And I am fascinated by the fact that both of you are doing this cutting-edge work, and you have been able to initially master the old paradigm, so in marketing, that you've been working with 3M, working with Revlon, working with major companies, so you understand and are masters of kind of the old paradigm, and you have kind of really evolved and moved beyond it. I would like each of you in turn, and Gina, we'll start with you. How did you get from working with mainstream marketing and then evolving into this new paradigm of marketing?
So, yeah, I would say it began when I was working in professional services marketing and for a variety of firms that are regional and also international, and really enjoying that at the time, really wanting to learn all aspects of marketing and advertising and promotion and business management as well. I would say that it was just an internal shift that happened with me in my probably mid-30s, where I just started to feel like what I was working on, the field I was working in, wasn't authentic. And this coincided with an inner journey that I was taking personally in just coming more into my own spiritual essence, I would say, at that time in my life. At the time, these two things were separate, of course. I had my career, my corporate career, and I had my personal, spiritual, internal process happening. But they informed one another. So it got to the point where I really started to see that I wasn't working quite in the type of work that I was specifically here to do. And so it started to become a quandary for me. And what happened at that point is that I actually shifted out of corporate marketing and started my own. I did two things actually at that point. I started a company with my then husband, which was still in the field of what I was doing at the time, which was corporate marketing. But in our case, we were gearing it more towards entrepreneurs and startup businesses. And at the same time, I started down a path of full-time writing, being a journalist and, you know, getting out of the more corporate writing and getting more into writing about things that I wanted to write about. So that shift was really not easy at the time because I had a lot of internal dialogue happening about, you know, I'm ruining my life, I'm giving up my career, you know, all those things that we do as professionals, and especially women. I was a young mom at that time, too, so I had that happening with trying to balance being a parent with being a professional. So there was a lot going on at that time, but I just felt this inner impulse to go more towards what I felt my calling was, and that specifically had to do with the writing field, and as we'll probably catch you up here during this conversation, that's what actually helped Leanne and I sort of come back together in terms of working on working in the field of marketing once again, only this time it's from a different perspective, which is going towards authenticity and not inauthenticity, which Leanne mentioned a minute ago.
So I think you're describing what millions of people are experiencing now, that they are working in the law firm or in the company, and they're competent professionals, but inside they feel something else. You call it a spiritual journey, which then makes you feel like you're out of sync with your workplace and that the work doesn't fit anymore. And I think it's incredibly courageous of you that you had the courage to leave a successful kind of corporate path and then set out with your own company. And for our listeners who are going through this quandary themselves, can you say, like, what was it that gave you the courage to make that shift?
I think that it was the spiritual work that I was doing, that I was getting really clear on who I am and how I am and what I'm here to really do. And again, this dovetailed with becoming a mom. I had two children in less than 2 years' time, and so that helped me also kind of get real and say, okay, if I'm going to have a career, if I'm going to do work in the world, it has to be really important because it's taking my time away from raising these two young human beings. And so that helped me also sort of delineate, okay, what is essential in my life and what is not essential in my life. So to answer your question in brief, it's really about knowing yourself. It's really about determining not just what you're capable of doing, because we can develop a lot of capacities, a lot of skill sets when we're out in the work world. But it's really about the joy factor. You know, what feels good for me to do? What are my gifts that I really want to share with the world that really make me feel like I'm in my right element? I'm here doing exactly what I feel like I want to do based on who I am as an individual. And that sounds somewhat vague and esoteric, but I think that once the individual affords themselves the time to step back from the rat race that they're feeling that they're in, you know, the rat in the cage, you know, just going around in a circle, and afford themselves the time to really introspect and do interior work, that their path and their answers to that will become crystal clear. And I want to add, too, that I think that meditation is a huge asset in that. It's something that allows you to make that jump from crazy busyness to inward stillness and really understanding who you are.
I love that. From crazy busyness to inward stillness. All of us need that now in this time of turbulence. And I'm reminded when you speak about getting out of the rat race of the chaplain at Yale when I was a student there, and he gave a speech to the incoming freshman, and he said, you know, just remember, if you're setting as your goal of life to make money and have power, remember that even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. So then the goal of life was not about amassing great wealth and power, although you may do that, but the goal in life is really about service and making life better and having joy. So thank you for sharing your personal journey with us, Gina. That's an amazing story. And Leanne, it sounds like you may have had a similar path. And how did you get from mainstream marketing into really this cutting edge consciousness marketing?
Right. Well, you know, it happened completely organically. There was no plan or schedule in it unfolding. I, too, was in a deep, I would say, you know, the word spiritual, but, you know, really so intrigued with higher consciousness my whole life, knowing that as soon as I knew something, it's like there's so much more I don't know. And so just always driving myself to dig deeper into that realm. And of course, you know, the 9-to-5 was the marketing, but there was always, so the, as Gina was saying, like the, as you go further down that path, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. And this yearning begins to happen to know more. And really it's knowing more about yourself. And when you know more about yourself, then you understand more about your surroundings in the world and how you're here to serve. And when so that was happening to me over, you know, a couple decades, and began to be less and less satisfied with what I was doing in my work life, even though, you know, you could look at me and say, well, she's very successful, you know, she's got the good position and making, you know, the money. But there was something really deeply missing. And I had started Creative One and had been underway with it for a few years. And there, I turned 50, and I just kind of had this epiphany of, okay, these two lives, these two parts of my lives are very separate. Why? It's my company. I can work with whomever I want. So Gina and I have been dear, dear friends for many years, and on this similar path together spiritually. And of course, knowing she's a brilliant writer, I just reached out to her and said, hey, you know what? Why don't we just team up and go after the niche market of people that are ready to be authentic, that are having these same yearnings that we are? And so that's where it started, of the blending of the spiritual experience to the business experience. And then from there, it was an organic process. It seemed like that was so necessary, and the exact doorways just started opening from there. Like, again, we didn't have a plan, like, oh, you know, this is our business plan and this is how we're going to start this new paradigm of marketing. It was completely organic.
That's an amazing story, and I'm so happy that you two know each other and are friends together, and then have created this company together to really help work with other people who are feeling the yearnings for deeper authenticity in their work lives. So thank you for doing that. Now, you, in the process of teaming up, and both of you with your amazing combination of professional marketing experience combined with your growing spiritual awareness, you are actually kind of evolving a new model of marketing. Can you explain for our listeners, you know, what do you see that as being like? What is conscious marketing?
Well, I'll start off with that, because it's a very intriguing answer of how this did organically arise. It really was, as Leanne said, an organic merging or emerging of these two aspects of our daily existence, which was our internal work and also our professional lives. And we started to understand that, okay, if there's things about marketing that we are not a fan of, if there's things that we think can be done differently based on the rising of consciousness that we believe is actually happening now in this country and on the planet, then who better than us to step up and see what that is? And so we took a dose of our own medicine. We turned to source. We turned to our higher guidance to understand what that is and what that looks like. And when we first started to play with this concept of what we call meta work, which we can explain in a minute, we didn't really fully have the picture of what it was, because it was something unprecedented for us. What it basically is, though, is taking our esoteric gifts of intuition and being able to tap into what we call the informed universe, or, you know, universal intelligence, I guess you could say. There's a lot of different names for it, but it's basically just tapping into all that is unseen and being able to access pieces of that as it's needed. So we started to play with this concept, and we started to see real results with clients that we were working with at the time, which was a lot of different types of clients. It wasn't necessarily just in the niche that we work in now. We work primarily with conscious businesses and people who are here to evolve humanity. But at the time, we had law firms and other types of manufacturing-type companies, and we started to integrate these practices of being able to tap into source to see what the essence of whatever it was that we were working on evolve into. So whether it was a project or a company branding or an individual who was wanting to just really express their personal brand, or an organization that was already established long-term but was looking for a fresh or new direction. And so at first it was just Leanne and I playing with this and the client not even really knowing that that was what we were doing. But then we started to understand that, no, this is a process that we need to really make people aware of, not just the clients, but other people that potentially would work with us. Because we felt that there was this growing need for a marketing firm that is working in this conscious way. And in fact, a lot of people have come to us and said, thank God I found you, or thank God you're here, because this is how I want to approach marketing or promoting my business. So I'll let Leanne explain the meta process because she's really good at explaining it.
Yeah, it is so unique and it inspires us every time we go through the process. And it's actually incredibly simple. We connect with a client typically on Skype or Zoom because our clients are all over the world. And we have them just share whatever they feel that we need to know. And it can be about their business, about their organization. It can be personal, too, because everybody is starting to remove that line between my personal self and my business career self. So it is all one and the same. So they share with us what they are feel called to. And then after that call, Gina and I step into this process that she mentioned earlier on behalf of that individual or group and being completely open vessels of guidance and information to say where humanity is right now and where it is evolving to and where this company is right now and where they are evolving to the highest and best for both. What do we all need to know right now? What do we all need to understand? And with that understanding, how do we communicate that to society? And we get whatever information comes through. It's always amazing. It's always unique. And, you know, we always hear back, it feels like you walked through my soul. It feels like you've tapped into this inner knowing of things that I've never shared with anybody else. Because we are all one and we are all connected to the divine, no matter what your, religious beliefs are. So we go through that process, and it does that, but it also connects all of us involved in the process to this energetic field. You know, everybody knows what the internet is, and of course it doesn't have any substance, right? It's just this space. And there's this similar energetic space, and it connects all of us to each other and to everything on the earth and to the divine. So we're connecting into that space as well. And when we do this process, what happens is not only are we all on the absolute same page, Gina hears the copy, I see the visuals, so the marketing process itself happens so much smoother because we're tapped in, we're not going through, you know, different iterations of copy or visuals. We nail it. But it also connects this energy source that the client then will say to us, wow, these doors that we were banging on, you know, are just opening now. You know, I'm getting phone calls from people that I've been trying to call into because these synchronicities are increasing because we are stepping into that energetic space. And so this really holistic process begins to unfold with our clients, and we become so embedded in our clients that, you know, they become our closest friends. We end our conversations with much love to you. You know, there's this really genuine, deep relationship that happens because we know them on that level. So this process we call our signature metawork process. It's three steps. It's the call, it's us doing the work, sending the information in a Word doc. We just put down what we experience as clearly as we can in a Word doc, and then there's a follow-up call where we can discuss that. And then from that point, we organically know what is needed moving forward with the marketing. Another thing that we offer is what we call our immersive metawork, where we actually spend time one-on-one in the same space with our clients, and we actually bring them into that metawork process, which is incredibly exciting to see the information that we tap into. We hold that space so they can tap into it themselves. So it's usually a couple of days. It can be, you know, 4, 5, 7 days of very intense work. And so you can see from that starting point how it would shift any marketing that was ever done. Coming from this.
Yeah, it's a really unique approach to it, and I want to let our listeners know that I did hire the two of you on very high recommendation of a good friend who has used your services and raves about you. So I did hire you to do this meta work, and it's just an awesome experience. The two of you, really, I love the combination you bring of your professional marketing skills and experience together with your deep consciousness and awareness and your total devotion to service of wanting the best for the person and whatever company they may have or book they may have, and really being in service of their highest and best, and just some amazing fruit comes out of that whole, I think you call it a magical alchemy. When you put that all together. So maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about one or two of your clients that you've worked with, that you've done this, your signature process with, and what's come out of it. Like you talked about before, you had some lawyers and manufacturing companies as clients. Who are some of the clients you have now, and what are some of the insights and information and guidance that you've been getting through this meta work that has helped individuals to focus on their book or their brand or their marketing, whatever they're offering? Gina, you want to start?
Sure. So, yes, we do a lot of work with individuals who are in the conscious business arena. And again, that's anyone from entrepreneurs who are, like we talked earlier, we do see a lot of people who are experts in their field or very accomplished in their careers and in their particular industries, and then they're leaping off to do something more profound, more meaningful for them. So we tend to work with people who are successful and accomplished in the outside world. And then they come to us and say, okay, how can I translate that into being effective in moving forward what I feel most passionate about from my heart? So we do have a lot of people who are entrepreneurial in nature, who are starting new ventures or working inside organizations in a new kind of way. And we also work with people in the consciousness community whose names you would probably recognize. I'm sure you would recognize. We just did a campaign, for example, with Barbara Marks Hubbard, who is known as the mother and grandmother of evolution in terms of consciousness. And so we do everything in between. You know, people who are sort of new and opening up to expressing their gifts in the field of consciousness. So maybe they weren't known for that before. Maybe they were lawyers or doctors or people in sales or whatever. And so they're stepping out boldly for the first time to express that part of themselves, which really is the deepest part of themselves. And then we have other people like Barbara who, that she's all about that. You know, she's been on that path for, 60 years, I think, in terms of letting people know that, yes, our consciousness is rising and we really are moving towards oneness in spite of what the world might look like right now in terms of resistance or infighting. We truly are moving into more of a universal consciousness. So, Leanne, I don't know. I mean, there's so many clients. I don't know if one springs to mind that we could talk about a certain case study that the meta work really did. I mean, there's so many. I'm just trying to think of one that we could quickly share with listeners.
Yeah, I know, because it's also, too, much of the time, we're also embedded into larger companies where they utilize our meta work to guide their decisions on the direction that they're going to go, whether it's a new marketplace, a new product, a new service. And so all of the meta work that we do for whether it's, you know, that embedded in the larger companies to the, you know, entrepreneur, it is very private information because what comes through does come through on many levels. As you were talking, Jean, I was thinking, okay, well, what about this? Well, you know what? I wouldn't want to share that. Like, it is kind of, you know, dicey. because we go into it for that information, obviously, but we also go into it for whatever we're going to be doing in the marketing, whether we're doing branding or we're creating a new website and all the collateral, whatever we're doing, we continually tap into the meta work into the meta space to have that guidance. So if I sit down to my computer to do a logo, you know, 15 years ago, I'd come back to the company with three different directions and then we whittle it down. And now I sit, I tap in, I create one logo and it's like, okay, that's it. So we're constantly in that space. I'm failing to come up with
one. I think a good example is maybe we could talk about Dom and Her because they are, again, a role model, a UN-sanctioned eco-spiritual community in northern Italy that we were hired for to completely rebrand them. They actually never really had a brand, even though they're a 40-year-old community with deep research and lots of wisdom and practical experience with working together in community and doing things like sustainable living. And, of course, they have a lot of different consciousness practices as well and work in the field of plant intelligence. I mean, there's just so much that they do over there. And for 40 years, it was sort of kept not secret because they're very much ensconced in the community in northern Italy, but the world really didn't know too much about Dom and Her. And so we were brought in to actually tap into their higher essence and actually the essence of the founder of the community. Falco is his name. And so we actually went through this process with them, behind the scenes. So as Leanne and I were, as she was explaining a minute ago, as we were coming up with the concepts and the ideas for how to brand and how to articulate the message of this community that is so diverse and so deep, how to bring it all together in a way that, you know, won't blow people's minds because there's just so much that they do there that it can become overwhelming. And so we went directly to source and we went directly to the higher guidance of the founders of the community to ask, you know, what needs to be expressed here? What is the most important way to share this beautiful gift of Dom and Her with the world and articulate it in a way that when people come to their web page or they come to one of their events through one of the ambassadors that, you know, they have a whole community of ambassadors that travel throughout the world and offer courses and mystery schools and so forth, that when people come up to show up to these events or to type in Dominher online, what is the essence and what is the feel of what wants to be expressed and articulated to these individuals so that they will really understand, not just in words and in graphics, but viscerally, you know, they will feel the energy of this, this organization and this entity, which is, you know, which has its own essence, right? Every organization has its own personality, its own essence, its own, what we call entelechy, which is, you know, it's the entelechy of an acorn to become an oak tree, right? So there's this merging into or becoming greater than you already are right now, and knowing that you're, as an organization, evolving into that. It's being able to tap into the fullest expression of that, what it can ultimately become, and be able to be in that space when we're providing whatever marketing deliverables we're being asked to provide. So Dominher is a good example, because if you go to their website, which is just dominher.org, you'll see what we're talking about, because they just everything about their brand evolved in a way that was very much an expression of who they are. And they're a community that really knows who they are. You know, they do consciousness work every day. So it was really a joy to work with them.
Yeah, that's an amazing community, and I'm on that website right now, and I just love the colors, love the energy of the website. So you also help, you know, you do everything. You do the visuals, kind of the logos, the taglines, the, you know, the titles of books, and whole websites, right?
Right, we do everything. We're a typical marketing firm in that sense. We do whatever needs to be done in terms of everything from creating a marketing plan to executing it. And we have a team of people who we work with, of course, not just locally where we are in the U.S., but in different parts of the country and even in other parts of the world. So we can do all of that. And I wanted to point out, too, that we do have a particular love of working with authors, especially nonfiction authors, in the consciousness or personal growth category. So we do everything from helping to ghostwrite or edit their books all the way up through production of the books and, of course, helping them launch and promote the books once they're out into the world. So we love working with authors as well.
Fantastic. And Leanne, did you want to add anything about the Dominher story?
Geez, you know, it was just when you were speaking about Dominher, our experience with all of our clients it truly is magical, and so as you were talking about that, Gina, I was just thinking back on the experiences that we had when we were, you know, creating this very involved two phases of a website, working with a firm in Italy. So you've got the language thing, the time zones, you know, all of that happening. But just really the miraculous and amazing, not only business experiences that we had, but personal experiences. And so that's what it was bringing up for me. Just, you know, it's the way that we do this work now, as opposed to 15 years ago when we were just doing what, you know, we would say just regular marketing and promotion. There's such a depth to it, and there really is a level of joy and deep connection. And I know that just us as a society, that this is what we're yearning for. So you know, Dominher was one of our first clients when we came together, collaborated, and started organically realizing this new way of doing the work. So I think that they actually have a fond place in my awareness because of that. And yeah, Dominher, just to work too with people that are that consider themselves, especially them, consciously evolved, it just keeps everybody evolving, and it just opens up the world more and more and more on a personal level as well as a business level. We're having plans right now with a large organization in Europe that they contacted us, and they said they know that there's a new way that hasn't been developed yet to share their extensive library of information. So they've got this massive source of educational pieces all around consciousness, everything from audios and videos and books and what have you. And they know that there's a new, more evolved way in order to share this information so that people can access it. And tandemly, when we were in the meta, because a lot of times, of course, we're focused on our client, but we also get general information that's just this common consciousness that comes through. And we had kept getting these hits on, there's a new platform that needs to be developed on how we can share information. So it's beyond books and, you know, audios or what have you. So then we hear from this company that we're going to be sharing some time with in May overseas that they have that same yearning, like there's something more. So that's an instance where we're just being hired to solely do the metawork process to uncover what this next evolution is. So a lot of times we're diving into information that is completely new.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I listened to a recent interview the two of you did on Brouhaha Media, and you talk about some of the old paradigm of marketing and then the new paradigm now, and of course even the new paradigm itself is still evolving, as you're talking about here. You mentioned the days of being a Barbie doll are over, that it's not about presenting a perfect image with the perfect nail polish and hairdo, but really it's time for individuals to step forward with their full authentic selves and say, this is who I am and this is what I do, this is what I really care passionately about, and I want to share it with you. So can you talk a little bit, maybe Gina, we'll start with you and then Leanne, how do you see the old paradigm of marketing and why is it outmoded and what do you see as kind of this new paradigm of marketing and branding that you're working with?
Well, as consciousness rises, I think that we're not buying into the same old hook, line, and sinker that we used to, that used to work really well in the marketing field, in the advertising industry. We're becoming more conscious, literally, and brighter about that. And as our authenticity comes to the fore, we want to resonate and align with that which is authentic. And as you pointed out earlier, a lot of the marketing that's still, of course, very pervasively being done out there right now is still the old paradigm. So, you know, we're butting up against that all of the time. But I think that it's hitting us, many of us, in a different sort of way where we see it as, you know, just not authentic. I wanted to say fake, but that word's kind of been kind of been given a different meaning recently. But yeah, it's just not authentic. And so that coupled with the fact that we have this whole new realm of inbound marketing with social media, where it's the consumer who's really saying what they feel about the product or service. You know, we have Yelp and we have many other ways, bloggers and many other ways of people sharing person to person, peer to peer, what it is that they're feeling about a particular company or their service or their offering. And so the power of the crowd is becoming more important than anyone sitting in a boardroom creating a marketing campaign. So you have that phenomenon happening now as well. And so, yeah, I just think that it's evolving to a point where And maybe we're on the leading edge of that. I would like to think that we are, because we haven't found many people like us in the marketing industry. But we do feel that there are going to be many more. And if you go to our website, you'll see that we say marketing, you know, we're not just marketers. We're not just writing ad copy and creating beautiful logos and graphics. We are intuitionists. We are healers. We are definitely therapists in the sense that when you tap into someone's essence, you bring up for them a lot of stuff that they want to share and talk about. And, you know, we're really blessed in the sense that we're able to be in that personal space with our clients and be able to hold the space for them in going through whatever process they need to go through to get to their core essence. And that is probably the most important part of what we do. The deliverables are what they are. You know, that's the thing that we've been doing for 30 years and are able to bring to the table, or call in people on our team to help us bring to the table for our clients. But this piece that we've developed that combines consciousness with helping the client, as Leanne was saying, we're even bringing them into the process now where they're able to sort of do this for themselves with our help and guidance. That's the most important piece of what we do. And Leanne and I, we've been saying a lot recently that we can't even call it marketing. We need to come up with, and I guess that's my task because I'm the wordsmith, we need to come up with a new word to describe what this is that we're doing with clients, because it extends so far beyond marketing.
Right, exactly. And Leanne, how would you address this question of kind of why is the old paradigm of marketing outmoded, and what are the characteristics of the new paradigm marketing?
Yeah, you know what? I say it's all because of social media. Everything turned on a dime when social media started. So large corporations now are coming to understand that they just can't, you know, put a television commercial together and put it out there. The Pepsi commercial's a great example that, you know, we'll just get a big name and we'll use some relevant items that are happening in society right now, and we'll get you to buy Pepsi. That particular commercial was shut down in a matter of hours because people are literally more evolved than that, and they can see right through that manipulation. It's becoming more and more. There's companies out here now that are really not putting any dollars to advertising, but they're putting it all to bloggers and having bloggers actually use their products and putting videos out there that are just on YouTube, because anymore, if I'm a consumer thinking about buying a product or a service, I'm going to Google it, and it matters less and less and less to me what that commercial is saying, because I understand that what they're doing or attempting to do. And, you know, that's changed so quickly. Because before social media, Gene and I put a course together that we actually show some ads from the late 1970s, early 1980s. So, you know, for us, that's not that long ago. There's actually an ad for 7-Up with a picture of a 9-month-old baby drinking from a bottle of 7-Up, saying that because 7-Up is such a healthy choice, that you'd be a great mom to add it to your baby's formula because it'll make it sweeter and it's all natural and it's good for your baby. And like that would just, I'm not saying that like people see through everything now, but that could never happen now. So we're becoming more, as we become more conscious of our surroundings and about life, teamed up with social media really allowing people to drive what's truly popular or what's truly wanted, is completely changing the game.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. We talked earlier about how the ads back in the 60s were talking about smoking and cigarettes as being good for you, and they had doctors out there promoting it. So, and now we know, you know, smoking kills. So there is that. I'm going to ask you a question. Feel free not to answer it, but it's just tugging at me here. It's like, I agree with you that there's more and more people with increased consciousness and awareness, so those kinds of manipulative ads are way less effective than they used to be, and people are much more savvy and aware of manipulation in ads. And yet here we have Trump as president, and I can't think of, you know, I think he sold himself as really authentic, and I'll tell it like it is, but then he's actually, you know, just full of his own reality, which we would, you know, call falsehoods. And so how is it that in this age of rising awareness, Trump became president?
Yeah, well, so you know, I think there's a parting of the seas, so to speak, of, you know, where people are gravitating to whatever camp. And In my opinion, it's a higher consciousness, lower consciousness choice. And what happened in the election for me personally showed me was kind of a reality check. And for myself and for a lot of people, it lit a fire underneath them to think that if this is the majority, or, you know, the pseudo majority choice of a president, then I really need to kick into gear. So I think it lit a lot of fires under people, you know, to get moving. Okay, I have these yearnings. I have, this is who I really am. Well, you know what? We're running out of time. I need to step up and authentically get out there. So from my perspective, it's as scary as it is, it may be necessary to wake people up.
Yeah, and there is something, too, I think, of as you're kind of moving towards a higher consciousness as an individual, that you could get hit with some major challenge or crises. And, you know, it's a lot of people who hit life-threatening illness, like cancer or something, and then you go, you know, I really have to look on, you know, what am I doing in my life? What matters to me? Am I living the life I want to live? If I were to die from this disease, have I done what I want to do in life, or what remains that I'm passionate about? And for some people, a life-threatening illness can catapult them into a life they really wanted to live, but were kind of accepting the same old, because it's easier to go with that as opposed to making dramatic shifts, as you two have done in your life with your courage and moving from mainstream marketing into this cutting-edge evolutionary marketing. So, you know, I think in some ways this is how our country is now being faced with a life-threatening cancer in terms of our politics and government, and we must rise and say who we really are and what we will put up with and what we really want and work for it. So, I think that's probably the hidden gift in all of that. We're just about to close. We have 1 minute left. Did either of you want to make a very brief, like 30-second closing comment? Gina, start with you.
Well, I would love to just quickly summarize what we were just talking about. It's interesting that the U.S. is actually in the astrological sign of Cancer as well. And I do think that everything that happens outside of us is what's happening inside of us. And so what's happening, you know, if not Trump, it's not Trump the person. It's, if it weren't Trump, it would be manifesting someone like him that is a reflection of our national psyche right now. And I think it is really catapulting us to delineate, you know, what is it that we are and what is it that we're not, and living up to our declarations, right? Living up to what we, our founding fathers, stated that the U.S. is really, you know, the integrity that we're standing on. So I just want to say thanks for having us on today. I know we could talk for so much longer, Eleanor. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and really just appreciate the opportunity to be in this conversation.
That's fantastic. And Gina, it's a great pleasure. You're just an amazing person, both of you, just incredible. And I admire your courage and your creativity and the way you're really serving as midwives for individuals, for companies, for the country, and for the world to really kind of emerge into the fullness of our authentic selves and the service we have. So thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.